WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome to the Truth Tech Hour. I am Steve Hempfling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. On this program, we try to expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those that know what I do, we fight the IRS quite a bit. Income tax is one of those things that I think has to go. Be gone for the average American. In fact, what's interesting about that is we can't even find a law that does require the average American to file an income tax return. And you can find out more about that at freeenterprisesociety.com. Now, the Constitution, which Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats now are talking about occasionally, is the formula that made America the greatest country the world has ever seen. There is no country that has a constitution where the people, you, are the boss, if you choose to be that. The elected officials, so-called, are really public servants. They are supposed to serve your needs, to provide roads, to keep you safe and the community safe, and that kind of thing. But they're not doing that. They are stuffing stuff down your throat. Well, you have to, I believe in this, so you have to believe in this, and I'm going to pass a law making you believe in it. That's communism. That's socialism. And there is a big difference between that and freedom. And the word progressive, period, is just it's just a new word for communism. And I know a lot of young people seems to actually embrace communism and socialism. That you can only put on the school systems. So, but anyway, you can also go to truth-attack.org, and there's lots of information on getting rid of the income tax. And there's five attorneys and a former IRS special agent will show you, it's free right now to watch, show you that you're not even required to file that we can find. It's called Innocence Revealed. Now we got more issues than the income tax hurting this country. Another one is misinformation about guns, your rights, law enforcement. Talk about that today. We have Sheriff Richard Mack. He's a great guest. He authored several books. The Proper Role in Law Enforcement, From My Cold Dead Fingers, The Naked Spy, The County Sheriff's Last Hope, The Victory for State Sovereignty. That deals with the Supreme Court case where he challenged a bill in Congress, a Brady bill, went to the Supreme Court and won. And that was where the Congress tried to use the sheriffs and make them do things for him. Well, the sheriff doesn't work for them, and the Supreme Court agreed. Anyway, he's a founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which is doing a lot of work in educating officers about the Constitution and your rights. Welcome, Sheriff Mack. It's a pleasure to have you join me.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's always great to be with you, and it's kind of been a while, so I guess we're kind of due.
Yes, and I should have you on more often because you always have a lot of good things to say.
Well, thank you.
Well, we want to get your comments on. We put it out in the email. You know, this impeachment insanity. It seems to be, you know, when I was younger and I was watch people on the news and the Democrats and the Republicans, it was kind of boring to me, but at least they seem like smart people to me.
Yeah.
and today, I mean, some of the things they say are just, I mean, I think my first grader would roll his eyes at how stupid that some of those statements are.
Well, anybody with common sense would, and anybody that knows and understands just a fraction of our Constitution would. And where it really comes into play is anybody would be rolling their eyes right now in utter amazement and disgust, because if everybody was held to the same standard as Donald Trump is being held to at this time, we would have had every president in the last 100 years impeached and removed from office, because there's been much more egregious crimes committed by, I'm telling you right now, Barack Obama, George Bush, both of them, both the Bushes, Bill Clinton, he would be in prison. And even Ronald Reagan, who really with Republicans is kind of an icon of upstanding honesty and integrity, he would have gone on the Iran-Contra scandal. He would have gone down. So it's just astonishing what kind of standards Trump is getting. And I really think it boils down to one thing with Trump. He told everybody that he would fix the economy. They told him that he was a liar and that he was crazy. Now he seems to be more than fixing what Barack Obama had broken and what the Democrats and Republicans in the past have completely broken. And I'm not like, I don't want anybody to make a mistake. I don't believe President Trump knows and understands the Constitution very well at all. But I do believe he's tried to keep his word, and I do believe he has been responsible for some of the economic skyrocketing on the charts. But be that as it may, the economy is still extremely tenuous. It's hanging by a thread because both Republicans and Democrats, including Trump, have not learned one basic thing. Yes, we love the tax reduction which he has implemented. But when you keep spending at the rate that we've always been spending, which Trump is still doing, and part of that is because the Democrats and Republicans are demanding that he do so, but that this Republican Congress before this past election, the Republican Congress continued to fund Planned Parenthood at the tune of $1 billion every 2 years, so $500 million every year, to a private organization that has nothing to do with being involved in our government. They might as well be funding the CSPOA. They might as well be funding the NRA. They might as well be funding any other cause because Planned Parenthood is actually a cause we should not be involved in and we should not be supporting at all. But be that as it may, they are a private organization, and they are receiving $1 billion every 2 years from the taxpayers of this country, which is absolutely absurd and a crime in and of itself. So every president and Congress that supported that should be charged criminally with a misappropriation of funds, and they would be all gone. And I'm all for that, Steve. As you well know, what I'm alluding to there is we need to do exactly what the Declaration of Independence says, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people, it is the duty of the people to throw off such government and establish new guards. We should be doing that right now, and that does not. And I'm not sure what that looks like, but I know what it is not. It is not because we vote that we throw off such government. So that needs to happen still. I believe because of that, that the economy is still facing catastrophic deadlines, and it's still going to happen, and Trump cannot stop it. I don't believe anybody can stop it at this point, and it's obvious that the Republicans aren't going to stop it. It's obvious even more so that the Democrats aren't going to stop it, and so this debt now that exceeds our national GDP is pretty much doomed, and it's not a matter of if, it's just when.
Yes, well, I have a glimmer of hope because the debt, so-called, is not a real debt from the Federal Reserve, and it's, I think, is illegal to begin with.
Well, that's that another problem, yes, but
that
I really...
That can be repudiated with the ending.
I tend to agree with what you're saying, but I think that makes it worse, not better.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Well, but the Federal Reserve made it worse.
But I actually hope you're right. But
the Treasury Department, that's run by government. We have a problem, but all that money in circulation had no interest on it before the Federal Reserve. Now, there's no way to pay off the debt because of the interest.
Exactly.
If you did pay off the
I believe that's part of the looming catastrophe.
Well, that's how they get a hold of the government and stuff.
Right.
But anyway, I think Trump's trying to get rid of these cabinet positions. He wants to get rid of the Department of Education. He just found out he couldn't. He couldn't even fire the people in the VA. He should be able to I guess they changed some of that. But he should walk into the FBI and wherever the upper management is and walk everybody out.
Yeah, absolutely. And he should put people in who are not part of the Washington, D.C. establishment. And he wants to drain the swamp, but he keeps putting swamp dwellers in office. In his cabinet.
Well, I'm going to recommend he gets you involved up there. You got to be up there. I mean, there's a couple of really honest people in this country that I know, and you're one of them. And
well, you know, if he would look at Ron Paul as Secretary of the Treasury and get that role in there and get rid of the Federal Reserve and get Sheriff Clark in a position there to start. And the whole thing needs to be that if people like me and Sheriff Clark and Ron Paul were put in there, it would be with the intent of cutting back and getting rid of other cabinet positions. Like the Department of Homeland Security was just a political ploy to make everybody think that we were doing something after 9/11 occurred. It wasn't necessary, and Department of Labor is not necessary, and Department of Energy is not necessary, Department of Commerce is not necessary, Department of Education is ridiculously unnecessary and not even allowed by the Constitution. And so, again, that would take us back to why are we violating the Constitution, and anytime you violate the Constitution, you know, you should be impeached. And so we would have nobody in Washington, D.C., and that's kind of what we need to do is clean house. And Trump here talks about the chairman of the Federal Reserve as if he didn't appoint him or doesn't have power over him. He does. He complains about what he does and then leaves him in there. So, yeah, the whole thing is backwards. And I admit Trump has been doing a lot better than I thought he would be able to do. And I'm certainly going to support him again, especially when you look at the socialists and communists that are running on the Democrat ticket. And so I believe Trump really, as far as comparison goes, he deserves another four-year term. And I, the more they attack him, the more I believe that he does.
Well, I think I hope that people are waking up. I mean, you're in law enforcement, so you look at these kind of things and you look at investigations. You've done crime scenes and things, you know. And I'm not in law enforcement, but it just dawns on you after, you know, 3 years that all they're doing is they're, Trump uses the word witch hunt, but they're just trying to find something. Every week is something new they're looking for. They can't, you know, nobody could, I don't think anybody else but Trump would even withstand that kind of scrutiny.
No, not at all. Nobody would. I don't care who you are. It's just, I've said this before. Barack Obama got away with murder and horrible crimes while he was president. And one time he declared executive privilege, and it just stopped. It shouldn't have stopped. But the main reason he got away with everything is because the national media was totally on his side on every turn. And Trump would be going down as the best president in U.S. history if he had a fair and impartial media that would just report on him fairly.
To think about what he could have accomplished if he at least had some cooperation here.
Exactly. Yeah,
the USMCA that he negotiated looks really good. It would help a lot of people. It would probably help people that you know, maybe yourself, and you know, a lot of people, because it's just kind of floundering there, and it was a bad deal, NAFTA. And I'm a very strong supporter of Trump at this point. Make America first, or you know, I put America first. Well, why would you expect an elected official that you vote for to put it second?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, Barack Obama sure did.
On
his agenda. You know, he went on a international tour apologizing to everybody for America and what we did. And now he's taken a funny stand, a very strange stand, that he is mad at the Democratic candidates and has chided them a little bit for being too far left. Oh, man, I thought they were just taking after him, you know. So,
well, I just hope a lot of people are not buying this hook, line, and sinker. I mean, you know, I mean, you look at the transcript between President Trump and the Ukraine president. Did you see something? Would that start an investigation with you? I saw nothing inappropriate on that call.
No, it wouldn't even have caused me any concern. I saw there's nothing in there that's of any concern. Telling a president of Ukraine that we've been awfully good to you.
Well, there's the music. Sheriff, yep. I got to cut you off for a second. You're listening to the Truth Tank Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack about the Constitution, impeachment, and And we'll stay tuned for more after this break.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
Why are carrots orange?
Actually,
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
How do birds fly?
Why is dirt brown? Why can't I fly? Are we there yet?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
Did you realize that if you have a dollar bill in your pocket, you actually have a fairly reliable standard of measurement? You see, the long side of a dollar bill laid flat on a surface measures exactly 6 inches long. Practically speaking, this means that if you have a dollar in your pocket, you have a very reliable 6-inch ruler at your disposal. Regrettably, what you don't have at your disposal is a dollar. You see, as a standard of linear measurement, the dollar bill might be a reliable tool, but as a measure of wealth, the dollar bill is a disaster. Because dollar bills are printed by the Federal Reserve without anything of real value to back them up, the ones you have in your pocket are constantly losing their buying power. It's like you were playing a game of Monopoly and one of the players could just print money and spend it into the game whenever he ran out. Every time more worthless Monopoly currency is introduced, the value of the currency that is already in the game goes down because it is competing for the same properties on the game board. In just this way, the federal government, in a criminal partnership with the Federal Reserve, has been devaluing the dollars that private folks work for and save. Obama and Bernanke have printed so much Monopoly money that any wealth you may have that is denominated in dollars will soon be worthless. And now the new Fed chairman Janet Yellen has promised more of the same. So it seems silly to worry whether you do better in stocks or bonds or mutuals. As long as you're in dollars, you're in trouble. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
With the national debt climbing to an estimated $11 trillion, the White House announced an emergency economic plan today, trading the national gold reserves for cash through precious metal buyers, cashforgold.com.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com.
As you know, we have these very large debts, and the fact is the gold reserves are just sitting there. This woman turned in her wedding ring from her first marriage and got money the next day. If it worked for her, it can work for the United States.
How much does the federal government expect to receive in exchange for all the gold? And that the Treasury Department should have looked into competing cash companies like dollarsforgold.com.
The reality is we have over $1 trillion in economic stimulus packages
well,
to pay
we do.
For it. We just need that cash now. The president agrees that this seems like a pretty good deal.
But is there a contingency plan if that proves not to be the case?
Well, yes, of course.
The cash received from the cashforgold.com plan is going to be supplemented by funding from the selling of White House furniture on Craigslist.org.
Well, that is correct. We've already sold a giant military map that we don't use very often.
Peeling back the layers every day with
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 AM. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I do want to comment how great Liberty Works Radio Network is. I think this network and networks like it will be the new mainstream media. More and more people are tuning into these type of networks because the mainstream media, especially CNN, MSNBC, I mean, they just don't give you both sides, or, you know, they give you a very biased view anymore. So, but if you enjoy this program or others, this is a listener-supported network. I hope you can go to LWR.net. You can leave a one-time donation, or you may be able to try to set up a monthly donation of $5, $10, $20, $50 a month to help keep this on the air. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number. It's 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the U.S. Constitution, the impeachment, and some other things.
Steve, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm here. Okay, you know, and of all the things that we were talking about with Trump and with Obama or any other president for that matter, we still have a solution, and there's still things going on in the federal government that require local officials, especially your county sheriff, to stand up and interpose themselves on behalf of the American people or their constituents. And it's regrettable that Trump has allowed some of the leftovers from the Obama administration to continue. And one would be that innocent people are still being prosecuted by the IRS, the FDA, the EPA. He has not reined in these some of these bureaucracies as much as we would have expected with somebody that is going to really drain the swamp. And as we alluded to, he really hasn't drained the swamp. He keeps picking swamp dwellers to be in his cabinet. And so, I mean, if he were really to go with Sheriff Clark and people like me and Ron Paul, and there's others out there too, that would be very qualified to work on a presidential cabinet that would really drain the swamp. But this is the thing. When we have the federal government and others in the states, like Washington right now, New Mexico right now, Oregon, Maryland, New York, and several others, there's about 25 of them at least that are trying some form of gun control and red flag laws. Well, governor, former governor and vice president right now, Mike Spence, has actually come out in support of red flag laws that are completely a violation of the Fifth Amendment and the right of the people to be due process. So you can't go and take somebody's property according to the Fifth Amendment without due process. And if this is all aimed at taking guns away from somebody who just somebody calls and gives an anonymous tip and say they're dangerous. And so the sheriff will go take their guns. And that's absolutely a violation of the Constitution. It's absolutely contrary to the presumption of innocence that we are supposed to enjoy in this country. And to take my property without due process or without any kind of a court case or hearing or charges or indictments, it stands in the entire judicial system and the Bill of Rights on their head. And so this is the thing. The constitutional sheriff is still absolutely vital to America. And I believe as close as President Trump is to the sheriffs of this country, and the many times that he's met with sheriffs in the Oval Office, I believe that this would be a key time for sheriffs to work with Trump in making sure that these bureaucratic violations don't occur anymore, and the bureaucratic violations of the Constitution do not occur anymore. And this is a key time for that, because we have sheriffs in the state of Washington, we have sheriffs in New Mexico standing, and on October 12th, we had a CSPOA conference in Mesa, Arizona, where we had about 10 different states represented, but Sheriff Bob Sounger from Washington was honored as our Sheriff of the Year, and Chief of Police Lauren Culp from Republic, Washington, was honored as Chief of Police of the Decade, because we have so seldom a time where chiefs of police actually do this, because they have to answer to city councils. Well, his city council and mayor and town manager are all behind him. And now get this. The New Mexico sheriffs are probably setting the best example in the past 50, 70, 80, 90 years as to what and how freedom can be achieved in this country. Because we have New Mexico sheriffs that are Democrats, and we have New Mexico sheriffs that are Republicans, joining together, 29 out of 33 sheriffs have indicated to the governor and to the state legislature that they will not enforce any of their gun control laws that they are now in the middle of promulgating in that state. And so we now have Republicans and Democrats actually coming together to stand for our Constitution and for the individual liberty of their citizens. And these people spoke at our conference. And let me tell you, Steve, it was a miracle. It was amazing. And it was absolutely one of the best conferences we ever had. And it far exceeded our expectations. And if anybody wants to get a copy of that, all you have to do is contact us, email me at sheriffmack@hotmail.com, go to the website, cspoa.org, and do a $20 donation, and we'll send you the link of this amazing conference. $20, and you get that conference. And you will be astonished that these men who actually stood for freedom are still standing for freedom, and you can hear some of the best sheriff speakers anywhere in the United States of America. And you will believe, as we all do and have for some time, that there really is a peaceful and effective solution to what's going on in our country. And these sheriffs will totally convince you that we are on the right track. And I'm going to tell you, there's very few solutions out there that emulate what we're doing at the CSPOA. If you want boots on the ground, defending your right to keep and bear arms and all of your others, this is the place to be working and working with us. Become a member, join us, get that link. Just all you got to do is email me, sheriffmack@hotmail.com, and then go to the website, pay the 20, or just send us a 20. I don't care how you do it. And we will forward that link of the entire conference, and you can see it and use it and show other people. And my goodness, it will absolutely change your life. It will give you hope that what we're doing is working, that there is hope for freedom and liberty in this country. And man, oh man, join us and be part of the solution. It is working. And these people that we honored at that conference deserve your support, and man, you will see that it's true. But anyway, we wish you would have been there.
Well, I should have been. But yeah, the sheriff is the constitutional officer, and you yourself made history.
Yes.
Against the Brady Bill. A county sheriff in Nevada stood up and won at the Supreme Court on the Brady Bill.
Yep.
The Supreme Court sided with you completely, that the Congress, you know, they wrote a bill making you do a background check and do this and do that. And if you hadn't stood up, I mean, how many other things would they be having you do as a sheriff today?
Right.
I mean, once they get their foot in the door, they think they own you.
Right.
And you stood up and you said, I don't work for you, you don't pay me, and I ain't doing it. And the Supreme Court agreed with you. So.
Yeah, and that was a miracle in and of itself. But the next miracle, this is what I hope for the next miracle. And I really hope that these guys that are doing what they're doing with their New Mexico sheriffs and all of these other sheriffs that are standing. This is where I hope this goes, Steve, and it's right up your main issue. What if the sheriffs of this country, instead of just standing against gun control, all of a sudden start standing against the horrible tax situation that we have in America? How about if they put it, the federal government on notice? They put the IRS on notice. There will be no more confiscations of property. There will be no more kicking people out of their homes. And even simpler, and a daily abuse by the IRS, there will be no more random audits conducted on any of the citizens of my county. You will not do that anymore. You will
Well, that would be fantastic. I mean, without law enforcement and the army or whatever, the police and stuff for clan of their army, without the army, they're not much is going to get done if they're going to do unconstitutional things. Because what?
Exactly.
What, you're a very inspirational speaker because you took an oath to defend the Constitution, and you actually read it. And you did.
Big mistake on my part.
If you didn't read it, you'd be a happy policeman giving tickets to people and whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Because, I've met many police officers. They believe they are adhering to the law and adhering to the
right.
Constitution because of their training. But they've actually, most of them never read the Constitution.
Right. So. That's a sad commentary. And I believe that that number, that percentage is extremely high, Steve. The officers and police officers of this country, public officials, I would say it's about 92 to 95, maybe even higher, 95% of all public officials, including the million police that we have never read the Constitution. And that's a sad deal. How do you swear an oath to uphold and defend something that you've never read?
Yeah. You may be optimistic on that 90%.
Yeah. I think it's it could be above 95, but I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, same with elected officials. They take an oath to defend with their life this Constitution, and they haven't read it.
Right.
And that young people are out protesting against it. The thing about our Constitution is it's unique in the world. And, Senator Sanders is running around saying, well, hey, we're the only country not doing this. Well, that is good reason.
Right.
Because we are not like other countries. If all the other countries in the world are doing this, that's a good reason for us not to do it. We're a free country. We're not socialist and run by the government, which he wants to do. If you want, I don't even understand why they come into this country trying to, make this socialism. There's plenty. You can go anywhere else in the world and find socialism and communism. Be happy.
Right.
Leave. but...
Yeah, we were designed to be just the opposite.
Yes. Yeah, there's no country in the world has a constitution where the people have so much power, and the American people don't even know they have it. Now, there are the people on this program are certainly learning it, but the universities, what are we going to do about these universities? You're a teacher now, you're a rare teacher, and, the universities are teaching anti-American concepts. Is there any way to stop that?
And the thing of it is, perhaps part of your question is, it really is that we've got to be educated. And, Jefferson said, you cannot be free and ignorant. And, in fact, he said, in a civilized society, if you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and what never will be. And that's a sad commentary because, like, Dr. Franklin said to the woman who asked him, what kind of government did you leave us after he left the Constitutional Convention? He said, a republic if you can keep it, ma'am. Well, first, we need to know and understand that we are a republic, not a democracy, a constitutional republic, that is. And not only that, if we don't know and understand what the law is, how could we ever be in a position of protecting and maintaining and safeguarding our republic? We have to be involved in the process. We are the ones to hold their feet to the fire. We must chain them down by the Constitution, as Jefferson also said. And if we don't know what the Constitution says, what freedom and principles are safeguarded therein, how are we going to tell our politicians this is what you're supposed to be doing? Right now, our entire governmental system has been reduced to, how are you going to take care of me and what free stuff are you going to give me?
Yep. Well, it seems to work.
Yeah.
Listen, there's the music. Richard got a break coming up.
I'm going to interrupt you there. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Sheriff Richard Mack about the U.S. Constitution and the impeachment and way and solutions. You know, this is what I like to talk about. So please stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
It's in the Constitution, it's in Article 1. Look it up, read the words, use your own two eyes. Know it well, mark the spot, have it memorized. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors if you wanna be free. You won't learn the truth in government schools. It's up to you to know the rules. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. Method has a fatal flaw because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw because courts cannot make law. Well, Dred Scott was not law, you see. They ignored the court then, and so should we. Slaughterhouse and Mickey Mouse and Roe v. Wade. Opinions are not how law is made. That's not the way that our founders planned. Now wise up and rise up across the land. Spread the word so everybody knows this emperor has got no clothes. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw because courts cannot make law.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Husbands, have you ever worried about the risks to your wife's health from the birth control method she's using? Why not learn a natural method that's 99% effective and has no risks to her? You can learn natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study. Search for a class at the Couple to Couple League's website at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade backed to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about the Constitution, talking about impeachment. We're talking about solutions. I like you talk about solutions, Sheriff, because, you know, a lot of people see problems and they kind of feel hopeless.
Right.
And you are, you know, you're really trying to do something, and you're I think you're having a pretty good impact on it. I just wish that, you know, the media
well, that,
and everything
thing.
Seems to be so against this country.
You and I, Steve, you and I have seen the abuses of the IRS and the absolute ruthless cruelty from supposedly government officials that are supposed to be doing a service to the American people. And they, like John Condon, who they attacked for 25 years from Provo, Utah, literally after him 25 years, dogging him everywhere he went, took away his bank accounts, took away his property, took away his business, and after they went after him civilly, or I mean criminally, then they went after him civilly. And they completely destroyed this man. He walked away from a... I got all my books printed from him because I found out that he was a patriot and he needed money because he was fighting the IRS. And for about 15, 18 years, I had my books printed there, and I went into his business, and he would always tell me what now the IRS was doing to him to destroy him. And ultimately, he died of a broken heart, literally. He went in for a hernia operation, and they said, hey, you got a heart problem. They opened him up, and half of his heart was just completely gone. It was dead. And I believe it was, without question, that it was the 20 years, 25 years of constant haranguing and illegal activity from the IRS to destroy this man's life. And they did. They literally destroyed him physically, emotionally, spiritually. They literally grinded him into the dirt. And you know, and these IRS agents were walking away proud that they got all the money they did from this man. He literally went from that business, owning that business that he worked for his whole life, and was a dishwasher at an IHOP. And then a friend of his hired him to do sheetrock in his construction business, and then two years later he died. He died quite young, in his 60s. If you looked up John Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N, you'll see the case. If you Google John Condon or the IRS and John Condon, and it's extremely sad, but the thing of it is, he's not unique. They do this to people all over the country. Usually people don't last 20 years because they just give up before then, and they say, whatever you want from me, just take it, or just send me to prison, or others commit suicide, and you know. But he tried everything to battle them, and then another one, Ken Cromar, who just got kicked out of his home, and another one in Idaho just got kicked out of his home, literally just put to the streets. And these people have no place else to go, and then neighbors invite them in, and then they got to move someplace else after that. You know, here we're supposed to be trying to help people stay in homes, but we never worry. Nobody ever says anything when it's the IRS putting people out on the street. And so I'm still so astonished that we allow stuff like that to occur in America. And if we don't have sheriffs and others standing up to stop such abuse and cruelty from our government, then I really got to say, what in the world is our government for? And I just, President Trump has got to see some of these abuses and stop this stuff. But more than him, it needs to be that every sheriff in this country, or at least, you know, give me just 600 or 700, which is only about a fourth. Give me 600 or 700 sheriffs that will not tolerate this, and we win. And we take back America, and we take back our freedom, and people will not have to be so worried and scared of the IRS and all the horrible things that they do to us, supposedly to keep paying into the Federal Reserve. And so I pray for that day, and I think we're getting close to it when there's going to be sheriffs that will do that. If we can get a number of sheriffs to look at that and actually consider it, I'll bet you they'll do it. We're primed for that. Right. And if any of your listeners and you look at that conference, I'll bet you'll see sheriffs there, and what they said about the Constitution, I'll bet you anything I own that you'll come out there believing that this is going to be our newest solution.
Well, it's certainly very reasonable. So put out that how to get those tapes again.
Email me at sheriffmack@hotmail, sheriff, one R, two Fs, sheriffmack@hotmail.com, or just go to CSPOA, Charlie Sierra Papa Ocean Adam, CSPOA, stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Make a $20 donation and request on your donation a copy of the link of the conference, or a copy of the conference, and we'll send you that link. It was astonishing. We put a lot of money in to get that there and to get everybody from across the country. And I guarantee you that anybody who watches that, everybody who was there, 120 people were there, everybody said that was the best conference, that everybody in the nation should attend that conference and see that conference. It's an astonishing miracle, and it's exactly what we have been telling people, that we do have the solution. It does work. See for yourself. If you don't believe it afterwards, I'll refund your money.
You can't go wrong with that.
Keep the $20.
Yeah. But I want to comment on some of those people that are fighting the IRS. I mean, I think, you know, it's terrible what's happening to them, of course, and this is what we do as well, but their sacrifice is not going unnoticed. I mean, people are getting very upset over this.
Yeah.
The neighbors and coworkers and people in their communities don't like what they see, and it's making enemies of the way the government works. I mean, the IRS is the taxation, the way they're doing it today, and the destructive nature of it is worse than probably what the king had, and why we had a Declaration of Independence in the first place. They just come around and take so much from you, you can't even survive the next year. They're doing the same thing now.
Right.
And
it's
right
so
about
cruel.
That.
It is absolutely cruel. And I've looked it up. See, because I used to be the tax collector. Most sheriffs are the tax collector for the county. And there were certain rules. We can't take somebody's home. And it's also a civil matter, and it's not criminal. You can't just go in and take it because the IRS says you owe it. Well, you can't. If the home is over $150,000, then they can force you to sell it, and then they can take that. Okay? But if you have a $150,000 home, they can't take the home. They can't kick a family to the street. There's only so much on civil matters that you can take. For instance, if you have two television sets, I can take one, but I can't take both of them. And so this is still after they've already garnished his wages and attached all his bank accounts, and then they still think they're more. I mean, it's after the turnip has already been completely drained, and they take more, and they keep taking. And so they went after this guy. He went to prison for a year. And so criminally we're going to get you. Civilly we're going to get you. And we're going to make you nothing. In fact, they told him, we're going to ruin you if you don't do what we say. If you don't just pay up, we're going to ruin you. And they do.
Well, that's part of their public education program. I mean, they even list it out like that. They destroy people to scare others into, you know, cooperating. It's very similar to the mafia. Things that they tactics they have, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you for sure. The only competition that the mafia has in this country is the IRS. money. With the mafia, sometimes they'll be fair with you in destroying you.
You know where you stand.
The IRS, I mean, the mafia will give you a fighting chance sometimes, you know, but the IRS will not. You have no chance.
That amounts, you're basically paying protection. That's what most people do. I just give them whatever they want, so they leave me alone. I mean, that's what you hear.
Yeah, that's it. You're absolutely correct. And that we still allow this to occur in this country, it just totally astonishes me.
Well, we have to go back to the education system. The young people are being taught they are servants or they are slaves or something, because when I was in school and you, we had power. We were proud of this country. We did the Pledge of Allegiance every day and all that stuff. That's all gone, seems like. So.
Yeah, and I really think, I really do, that if Trump were to have the time to not worry about all these scandals and criminal investigations and impeachments, I really believe that he would be changing this.
I think he knows about the IRS. I think he knows about the Fed. And he's made a few comments about the Fed, but I don't think he's going to do anything until after this next election. And
So anyway, I believe you're correct there. And I believe that if he saw people literally being thrown to the streets, that he would do something about it. But we still have our Amish farmer that's in prison, now going on 3 years, Sam Girard. And it's just amazing that we've allowed that to occur also. So anyway,
that was the incident on the milk, or was that something else?
Yeah, on the chickweed salve, the lotion salve that he made. Hey, I'm sorry to leave early, but my wife's got something really going on that I got to help her with, and she is begging me to get off.
Well, I thank you for your time. I'm glad you made it on, and
thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it.
Things.
And like you said, let's do this more often.
It's a deal.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. We'll see you soon.
Well, Richard Mack had to leave, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the IRS. And the IRS, is operating illegally in the United States because we can't find the law that requires people to file and pay. I know for a lot of people in this country, probably not listening to this program necessarily, but a lot of people that are not listening don't believe that for a minute, because it just seems ridiculous that everyone in this country and all the attorneys and everybody is right on line with that. But yet we had an attorney, and some attorneys are kind of honest, where there was one guy named Tommy Cryer. Now, he's passed away now, but he had a very good story. He was an attorney. He's one of the top attorneys in Louisiana. He had a partner working in his office for a while, and his partner learned about the income tax and that you weren't required, and he stopped filing returns, and Tommy got all into a panic, Tommy Cryer. He thought the guy was, that can't be. There has to be a liability for the income tax. And his partner assured him there wasn't. But Tommy read, and it's something I don't think I could have even done. He read the entire Internal Revenue Code from the front to the back, because he's an attorney. He likes that kind of reading. And he could not find any liability for the income tax. And he's one of the people in this video, the Innocence Revealed video. Tommy Cryer, he's a Hall of Fame attorney in Louisiana, and four other attorneys, and a former special agent for the IRS, a gun-toting, badge-carrying agent who has went into people's homes and seized property, now will tell you that the average American, which is you, is not required to file or pay an income tax. It's absolutely amazing when you look at the information. And you can go to truth-attack.com, truth-attack.com. A lot of information on the Internal Revenue Service there. And one of the things there you'll see is Innocence Revealed. And you want to click on that, and you can watch that entire film with the attorneys and the agent. They go through the codes. They go through the cases. And it's nearly unbelievable. But you can verify, and I want you to verify the things that they look up. But we're at the end of another program. And I thank all of you for listening. I think it was a great program. And I host this program every Wednesday. Also, check out freeenterprisesociety.com for help in getting rid of that income tax. But we'll see you next time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on jurisdiction.
When the U.S. territories applied for admission into the Union as states, the overarching principle that drove this decision was the desire to determine their own destinies and to be removed from what the U.S. Constitution calls the exclusive legislative jurisdiction of the Congress over the properties owned by the U.S. government. When what is now the state of Washington removed itself from this exclusive jurisdiction, it was required to write its own constitution, which would provide for a representative republican form of government for its citizens, such as the case for every state which joined our Union. Today, our U.S. government officials and bureaucrats have lost sight of this fact and now want to reassert exclusive legislative jurisdiction over the states and turn them into administrative subdivisions as though we were territories again. Sorry, U.S. government, but the Constitution says you don't have that authority. And Americans are beginning to realize that our founders intended for the individual states to either succeed or fail based on their own laws and policies. If the people don't like the way a particular state operates, they can move to another one where they do. The way our federal government operates today, the entire nation either succeeds or fails based on the policies of 535 legislators in Washington, D.C. And from what we can see from its history of failed social policies, I don't think these guys could pour sand out of a boot if the directions were written on the heel. We need to replace the socialist mindset in Washington, D.C. and our state governments with a restored American view of law and government.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Determination. Pass it on. Brooke Ellison is a surprising person.
When I was 11 years old, I was hit by a car and no one expected me to live.
She surprised people by living.
I've been paralyzed from the neck down and on a ventilator since that time.
And she surprised them by going to college.
Tomorrow, I will graduate from Harvard.
Determination. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.